So first of all, this morning you announced it on the air. What was the response of your listeners?
Yeah. Oh, well, people have been really supportive. People have been very concerned. It's interesting. I seem to be the only person some people know who's got this. I know one person myself who had it, one. And a lot of people are saying, you're the only person I know who's got it. And so listeners have been just so sweet. And I put it on my Heidi Harris Show Facebook page, hundreds of comments on there this morning. People have been very sweet, very supportive, offering various things, to do. Take zinc, take this, take that, take the hydrochloroquine, take the vitamin C, take whatever, right? So they're very concerned and they're very sweet.
It's interesting you say that you're the only person a lot of people know who has it. I was thinking myself, who do I know who has it? I know one other person who's had it, and he's recovered. And as a matter of fact, he's in the radio business, and I interviewed him, in Talkers and on my radio programs. You're the only other person I know personally. I know of people secondhand who have it,
right.
So-and-so's brother or sister or mother, but you're the only one that I know. How do you feel? That's the most important thing. I mean, listening to you sound okay. My first reaction was, oh my God, but you sound all right. How did this play out, and how do you feel now?
Well, I felt I tried to go back to work today because I was off on Friday, and I never call in sick. But it's a COVID world now, so you can't take a chance. I had a little bit of a hit cough on Thursday. Friday I felt awful, and normally I would have powered through, but this is a different time. So I didn't go to work. My husband took me down to get a test, got it done Friday. Results came back Sunday. I just had a concern for my coworkers. The fever wasn't the first thing I got. I never had a super high fever, but just aches like you were driven over by an 18-wheeler. I mean, everything hurts. Like you went into the UFC ring for a couple of rounds and got beat up. Just everything hurts. When you touch your skin and it just practically burns because it's so hot, that kind of stuff, just miserable. I have never had shortness of breath, luckily, because I know that's a concern. And once you start having that, then you have to, go and seek other attention. I have not had that. I had not had the nausea until this morning when I tried to do my show. I made it through an hour and 15 minutes of my show, and I literally thought I was going to pass out. And I thought I was going to just start throwing up, which I have not been sick at all. But suddenly, you know what a show takes. You're an expert on this. It takes a lot of energy. Mental energy, physical energy. Rush Limbaugh's been talking about that, how he had no idea how much energy. You don't think about it when you do it every day, how much it takes out of you. I thought I could power through today, and I just said, I can't do it. And I literally got off the air at 7:15, walked 10 feet to the bed, and went right to bed. I just couldn't even move.
I feel
I think I may have set myself back.
I feel guilty talking to you now. Am I causing you any stress?
No, not at all. I love you.
Thank you. We love you, too. And the point is, the last thing I want to do is add to your problems on the other level. It's so important informationally. How do you think that you contracted this thing?
I have no idea. I don't know if somebody else at the station may have spread it. We don't know if anyone else has it. I don't know if I certainly haven't been anywhere. My husband does the grocery shopping, so I haven't been to the grocery store. I haven't been hardly anywhere except work and home in weeks and weeks and weeks. So I have no idea. And I'm a prolific hand washer. So I have no idea how I got this. I tried to be very careful. And, I talked to 3 months ago, I interviewed a guy who was the chief of emergency medicine at the county hospital here in Vegas. You've probably seen him on TV many times because he was on all those documentaries and Discovery shows and all that stuff. And his name was Dr. Dale Carrison. And he said, this is going to go through and there's nothing anybody's going to do to stop it. And I remember him telling me that months ago, and it stuck in the back of my mind. And I think he's right. I don't think everyone's going to get it, but I think it's not over yet. And I think there's only so much you can do. But I have not changed my point of view as far as locking people in forever. You simply can't do that. So I'm not going to be one of those people warning everybody to stay home for another 3 months. I'm not going to do that. But everyone just needs to be careful. That's all, especially if you have some underlying issues, which luckily I do not.
Mm-hmm. What about wearing a mask?
You know what? From what I understand, everything I've read on the masks, the only thing a mask does is if you've got it, it protects somebody else from getting it from you. If you have this, you don't go anywhere. You're not supposed to go out. So I'm not going anywhere. But as I understand it, wearing a mask yourself does nothing to protect you from getting it. And I see people with masks hanging off their faces, under their noses, touching it with their dirty hands. You see it, I see it. And these people are not wearing masks like medical professionals. So I think masks have a huge place in medicine, but not the way people are using them now. Not at all.
Now, you mentioned your husband. How are you going to relate to your husband now? Is he going to get tested, too?
Well, we'll see. We'll probably get him checked at the end of the week. He's home right now from work, so that's been helpful. And he's got no symptoms. Our house is pretty small, so, you know, that horse left the barn as far as germs, you know. So we're not, you know, trying to separate, you know, from each other from different rooms and this and that and the other. So that's over with. But hopefully he won't have it. We'll find out in a couple of days, because I know some couples where one person has gotten it, another person hasn't. You know, the thing about this, Michael, is there are so many questions that people have, so many unknowns. And I guess that's what concerns people the most.
Do you put that as a blame on institutions, or is this just part of the game when we have a novel coronavirus, novel meaning we've never experienced this before? In other words, do you think that all of our institutions, government, health, media, are doing their jobs correctly and that there would be controversy and different views? Or do you think that there's been a lack of diligence in really doing this right?
Well, I think some people have been reckless, but some people are always reckless. You know, some people have short lives because they do reckless things. So that's no surprise. I think some public officials have gone into overkill when it comes to this, and it shouldn't be a left or right thing. I think there are some people who should stay home. My mother is a person who needs to stay home because if she gets this, it will kill her. Other people I know can either choose to stay home or not choose to stay home. But what I'm seeing here in Vegas and throughout the country, people are just being destroyed financially by these restrictions. So the way I look at it is people should be able to, if they want to go somewhere to a business, if they feel as if that business is protecting them correctly, that's a decision those people have to be able to make. Either we can go to Walmart or we can't go anywhere. That's the whole thing. We've always been able to go to Walmart, hardware store, nursery. All these other places have been open, and germs are getting spread all over the place. So it's been very arbitrary the way it's been dealt out.
Well, listen to you. You sound very energetic, considering how sick you are. And I hate to laugh
Michael.
You're very kind. Thank you. I'm sure it's me.
You want to hear my Corona cough? Here we go. There it is.
Oh my goodness gracious! It has resonance. Oh boy.
It's not. Right. It's funny because I was coughing like crazy before I went on the air this morning. Then when I started talking, I quit coughing, which is good because I don't have a cough button. But like I said, I started getting nauseous sitting up and talking for that much time. And that's when I just said, I have to go back to bed. Can't even do
have
this.
You, have
and it's terrible
you,
because I have a work ethic like you do. I don't miss work ever.
Yeah,
it makes
me
crazy.
Have you, has it affected your appetite? Have you been eating normally or have you stopped eating?
I have not stopped eating, but I don't really care about food. I'll eat something like my husband just made me some scrambled eggs. So I have, you know, a couple of bites of protein, but like one scrambled egg. I ate two bites, gave the rest to the dogs. I'm just not that hungry, which is good because I need to lose 10 pounds anyway. I can't really taste very well. So I'm eating enough to keep myself going, trying to eat protein and things like that just to keep myself going. But I don't want to eat.
Yeah, because they say you lose weight. A lot of people say you lose weight when this happens, and I just wondered how your eating was. And you said that your taste buds are not working. What about your sense of smell? They say that that goes. Are you noticing anything?
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah, I'd heard that. I think that's true. I think I have lost my sense of smell through this whole mess.
Now,
that's been an issue, and it's interesting. Go ahead.
What's interesting? Go ahead. I interrupted you.
I was going to say it's interesting because I was feeling so much better this morning. And then I really feel like I took a setback this morning after I tried to do the show. I've heard from people who have said or read stories about people who felt as if they were making huge progress and then boom, it came back or they had huge setbacks. So I think that sometimes, and you know me, I'm energetic like you are. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I go back to work. I can do this. Sometimes people need to just sit back and go, wait, I just need to wait until, you know, all the stuff is passed, because sometimes you do, it does come roaring back or other symptoms come back because it's not done working its way through you.
Yeah, one aspect of that is called a relapse, and another aspect of that is called a flare-up. And there's a difference between the two, and I suggest everybody Google the difference of those two words, relapse and flare-up, not just for the coronavirus, but for everything that we deal with in life. So what did the doctors tell you? Did they give you any kind of prescriptions? Did they give you any kind of advice and or prognostication as to where this is going to go in terms of your recovery?
Well, it's interesting. I called the doctor's office. I rarely see the doctor, so they probably didn't realize who I am. I called up and let them know that I was having some issues. They do the testing, and they said no. And they were very nice, and they took a bunch of questions, and they told me I could go to various pharmacies to get it done. So that's what I did, and I told them I'd call them back. So I called them back on Monday to tell them the results of my test, and then I got a call today from somebody from that health care clinic who just, you know, do the usual thing, stay home for 14 days, this and that and the other. Although he said, if you can't breathe, then obviously you have to go to the hospital. And he said, if you start coughing, you have to go to the hospital. I'm not going to the hospital for coughing. I don't think I need to do that at this point. But if I start having problems breathing, then I will do that. The doctor did prescribe a Z-Pak, and apparently that works for some people. And it's funny how much free medical advice you get from everybody when you're sick. Mm-hmm. Everybody take zinc, take this, take that. It's the probiotics you need. It's the, you know, it's the vitamin C. It's this, you know, everybody's got an opinion. It's interesting.
Which I find annoying as hell, but that's neither here nor there. I
right.
So
now they mean well, they do.
So will you promise me here for all listening to this to hear, will you promise us all that you will not succumb to that energy you have under all of this and go back to work too quickly or start running around? Will you please take care?
Huh? Yes, I will not give my detractors the satisfaction of dying.